With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Either the Iranians are playing games or there's a power struggle going on inside what's left of the country's leadership structure. We're still not sure whether Tehran will send a delegation to Pakistan for another round of talks with the U.S. when President Trump threatens more military action if there is no agreement to end the war.
The president told Bloomberg News that he's highly unlikely to renew the two-week ceasefire that expires soon. He also extended the ceasefire by one day, saying it will now expire Wednesday evening, Washington time. And the president said fighting will restart absent a deal, telling PBS that lots of bombs will be dropped on Iran if the ceasefire ends without an agreement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's labor secretary is out. Misconduct allegations against Lori Chavez de Remer, the subject of investigations. Noteworthy changing of the guard at Apple.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after nearly 15 years at the company's helm. In that time, Apple's market value soared by more than $3.6 trillion, leveraging the popularity of the iPhone and other breakthroughs orchestrated by his predecessor, Steve Jobs. Cook will turn the CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. However, he will remain involved as executive chairman. The transition comes at a pivotal time for Apple. Artificial intelligence has unleashed an upheaval in the industry, and Apple's gotten off to a rough start. I'm Ben Thomas.
Kevin Warsh moves a step closer to winning the top job at the Federal Reserve by appearing later today at a hearing before the Senate Banking Committee. Stock futures higher on Wall Street this morning. Dow futures are up 306 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 122. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is ministering in the Midwest.
Multiple tornadoes hammered the region over the weekend, and help is needed. Samaritan's Purse has volunteer cleanup teams at work, and a group of chaplains are also on hand to deliver spiritual comfort. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota say the violent weather has caused a lot of property damage and rendered a number of roads impassable. April, May, and June are peak tornado season in the Midwest, and more storms are expected. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or they include pornographic content unsuitable for youngsters. Among the books most often challenged are the graphic memoir Gender Queer, the boarding school narrative Looking for Alaska, along with a paranormal romance Storm and Fury. This is SRN News. A life jacket that was worn by a Titanic passenger has fetched $900,000 at auction.
The flotation device was worn by Laura Mabel Francatelli, a first-class passenger, and is signed by her and other survivors. It was sold by Henry Aldrich and Son Auctioneers in England to an unidentified telephone bidder. A seat cushion from one of the Titanic lifeboats also sold for £390,000. Auctioneer Andrew Aldrich says these record-breaking prices show the continuing interest in the Titanic story. The Titanic sank on April 15, 1912, after hitting an iceberg, killing about 1,500 people. Keith Peters reporting.
A couple of Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action to avoid a mid-air collision over the weekend in Nashville. An air traffic controller directed one pilot to turn into the path of the other. The planes did land safely, nobody hurt. More details, SRNNews.com.